Classic Hits 98.9 WJEZ. Good morning and welcome to the Community Forum. I'm Cynthia Graham. I'm joined this morning by some Flinney and Cornell FFA members. First off, we have Allison Howell. She's secretary. Good morning.
Good morning.
Carson Kimpling, the vice president. Good morning.
Good morning.
And Emily Fries, president. Good morning.
Good morning.
They're here to talk about the upcoming Flinney and Cornell FFA annual auction. So, first of all, Allison, let's get the bones of this. When and where and how people can get involved and show up to this, because is it a free event?
Yes, it is. It is this Saturday, March 3rd, and we have a lot of things going on. It's at the school, and it is free admission. Our greenhouse open house starts at 4:30, so then everything just rolls from there. Then the auction and silent auction is right after that.
Very good. President Emily, my question for you is, what does the auction do for the FFA?
The auction for the FFA comes back, and it's all for the kids. So we partner with our alumni. We have a very supportive alumni that we're very grateful to have. And all the money comes back to them, and they sponsor us through conferences, camps, leadership activities. And even senior year, there is scholarships that are handed out to FFA students.
Do you know, you've been in FFA for a couple of years, I'm assuming, right?
Yeah.
Do you remember by any chance what the average benefit of this is, how much money you bring in?
The average is about $45,000.
$45,000. Wow. So that leads me to my next question to Carson. What kinds of items can people bid on to bring up to $45,000?
Yeah, we're super excited, and we've had a lot of different kind of items come into the shop in the past week. We're excited to have different kind of baked goods, lots of fertilizer, different kind of seeds that you can buy and then use later on. We're really excited. We have a lot of power tools, and it really ranges from all over the place. There's a lot of different coolers. We're really excited to have cool items on the auction.
Now, another question for you is, how can people donate items? Since this is annual, if they're thinking about it right now, how did they just get in touch with the school and let them know that they have something they'd like to donate?
Yeah, absolutely. Get in touch with the school and ask for our ag advisor, Ms. Collins, and talk to her, and she'll either send one of us out to go get it from you or have you bring it in.
Okay, I'll ask this question to all three of you. How much fun is auction day at the school?
It's a lot of fun, and I think that during the week, you get a lot of experience of doing every little thing that like goes up to Saturday.
It takes a lot of work, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can touch on what Allison said. It can be overwhelming throughout the week, but it's definitely all worth it when you see it come together on Saturday.
That's awesome. So, Allison, we're going to do a really quick recap. Date, time, and place, please.
Yeah, starts on March 3rd, this Saturday, and our greenhouse opening is at 4:30, and then the dinner is straight after that, and then following the silent auction and live auction.
And once again, this is all free, right?
Right.
Very good. We've been speaking with Allison Howell, Carson Kimpling, and Emily Fries with the Flinney and Cornell FFA. Thanks so much for joining us today. You've been listening to the Community Forum. I'm Cynthia Graff for Classic Hits 98.9 WJEZ.